The Last Word with Matt Cooper on Today FM.
Regular listeners to the Dermot and Dave show here at Today FM are very familiar with one of the regular guests, Noni, but it's the first time that she joins us now here on The Last Word on Today FM, and there's a very important reason why she is doing so. Noni, thank you very much for joining us.
Thanks for having me, Matt. Matthew.
Listen, nobody's called me that since my mother. Now, can I just ask, for people who are not familiar with you from the Dermot and Dave show, can you just explain a little bit about who you are and why you've risen to national prominence through their good offices?
I couldn't tell you how people know me, but I was selling the chocolate out of a pram outside Torbett Park in Limerick City. I've been doing it all my life. And indeed, I think I even remember you as a young fella trotting up in your short pants, buying a few big Cadbury off me.
I actually have a recollection now, perhaps. Maybe once I maybe handed you, it was a 3 for a pound deal. And I'm not sure I got my 3 for a pound. You might have only given me the 2 and my father had to go and have a word with you.
Well, it was 2 for the price of 4. And that's what I was trying to explain to you. And now, the fact that I had to pick out Hurley from under the pram and hit your father's lap, it's not my fault now, that's just policy.
That was completely out of order, because you could do that up in the Gaelic grounds up the road, but you can't do that outside Holman Park.
Well, we take our chocolate very seriously down there. And I tell you, that's where I grew up. And indeed, I grew up on a stone's throw from Torbett Park. My father, he didn't sell things out of a pram now. He was an underwater tour guide in the Shannon Estuary.
What do you sell out of that pram? Is it just chocolate?
I sell cigarettes here now, boys, apples and chocolate. That's it. Single fags, crisps.
Because I'm looking at you now, and I'm starting to think there may have been rumours that you were selling more things out of that pram.
I sold, I did sell a puppy, but he was my own puppy.
You're not
puppy.
Selling me a pup now. I'm talking about little white packets that I believe you might have been selling out of it.
Do you know what? You're right. And that's why you're such a crack reporter. I sold silver mints out of that pram for 2 weeks and they were rotten. Do you ever eat a silver mint? It's like eating chalk.
Right.
Yeah.
There's a reason you're here with us. Do you actually have some bad news for us? And you want the help of the Today FM listeners, not just those who listen to Dermot and Dave, but those who listen to The Last Word as well. What help is it you're looking for?
Something terrible happened to me today. My pram was robbed from outside Today FM. I left it out in the footpath. I had paid, I put my 20 pence into the machine. I had it parked legally. The pram. And when I came out, I came in to get some chocolate and the pram was gone.
What sort of idiot are you leaving a pram unattended around here?
I can't believe it. It would never happen to you in Limerick City, kid.
Nothing would ever get stolen down there?
Nothing's ever been stolen in Limerick. Maybe a glance at a pretty girl. Maybe that's it. But I tell you, I can't believe it. It's the most appalling thing to happen now since Joe Duffy's Funny Friday. It's just, it's unacceptable.
Have you reported this to the Gardaí?
I have. I've contacted several branches of the Gardaí. I telexed them this morning and I've still yet to get a response.
Right.
Yeah.
Right.
So somebody has my pram and it's full of chocolate. And I tell you this thing.
How much chocolate?
Oh, kilos of it. Like
kilos of chocolate.
Kilos of chocolate. Brand new chocolate. Did my own chocolate. I have a whole range of noni bars. I'm only after just bringing them out. And the pram was full of them. My own chocolate bar. I worked all my life to get my own chocolate bar. My own face on it. It's got ingredients and all in it. And robbed. And I tell you this, Matthew. I tell you this. I think I know who done it.
Who's that?
There's a woman in Limerick City.
Hang on, please don't name anybody. I don't want any legal actions on air by you actually impugning the integrity of some woman in Limerick.
Okay, I won't say her name, right? Let's just call her Marguerite Shannon, right? Marguerite Shannon did after me since school. I tell you, yeah, she robbed a pair of my tights in school and she's been at it ever since.
But you can't make unwarranted. Was she ever convicted of that theft?
I am utterly convinced.
No, I am convicted. I'm asking you a specific question. For legal reasons, on the instruction of the Today FM lawyers, you have made a very serious allegation against that woman, Marguerite Shannon. I want you to either substantiate that allegation or withdraw it now immediately.
I could draw you a picture of her, all right, if you wanted. Let me tell you this. She's been trying to get out of my patch outside Thomond Park for years. And that's my patch. There's a tough war going on between the chocolate sellers in Limerick. And she has now taken my pram, which is a vintage model, by the way. 1963 was the day I got that pram. It's a Japanese import. It's got 16-inch alloys.
It's got about as much mileage on the clock as you have, I'd say.
I might have had a few adjustments made to the clock on it. I'll admit that much. But that pram, I know she has it. I know she has it. She's up there in Canada and laughing at me.
Will you withdraw that allegation if it's actually shown that somebody else
have
is in
possession of that? Have you ever tried to draw an alligator?
Will you?
It's impossible. They can't get their
if
face.
If we can actually show that somebody else is responsible, because you've come in here pleading for information, we are willing to actually help you to find who took your pram and duly reward them for it. So maybe leave Marguerite Shannon out of this.
Fine. I leave it out for now. I know it was her. I just say, if it wasn't Marguerite Shannon, please can you bring my pram back? Because it was handed down to me. I said it was a Japanese import. He's a lovely Japanese lad who lives on the Ennis Road. He gave me that pram in 63. And I want it back. And it's full of my chocolate.
And are you willing to offer a reward?
I am.
How much?
A bar of chocolate.
Ah, has to be more than that.
No, okay.
To be better than that.
Do you know what? I tell you this, I will offer a reward. I will give €10,000 to someone who can find my pram.
€10,000?
€10,000. I have it. It's in my mattress. It's been in there for a God knows how long. And I don't know what I'll sleep on.
It's not in your pram.
No. The money. That's God rest.
It doesn't line the pram, no.
No.
Is that not reason that you're really so keen to get this pram back? There's a damn sight more than €100,000 lining the mattress in the pram.
I don't need cash money. I have got chocolate. That's all I ever wanted, Macho. And I've got €10,000, which my father earned giving tours on the Shannon Estuary underwater for most of his life. Now, granted, he drowned. So that's why the money means so much to me. Do you know?
But you're going to give the money away.
Yeah, and that's how much the pram means to me.
For the chocolate? For the chocolate or the pram?
I will reward somebody with €10,000 of my father's hard-earned money if they can find my pram, if it isn't Marguerite Shannon. And I tell you what, if it is, I will have to be dug out of her. I tell you what, I can't even say what I'll do to her. She'll be going camping in a plastic tent. She'll be eating her breakfast through a tube. She'll be waking up with a crowd around her. That's what's going to happen.
You're a bit rough, aren't you?
You have to be. You have to be where I came from. But this is what the pram needs to me. And that's why I'm here with you, Matthew, on The Last Nerd, to find out who took it.
Okay, further details on the Dermot and Dave show here on Today FM.
Lovely lads.
All right, thank you very much for joining us, Noni.
Thank you.
The Last Word with Matt Cooper on Today FM.